The date was April 14, 1935, Boise City, Oklahoma. What began as a beautiful Sunday morning turned into something known as Black Sunday. The decades have passed, but that date is still remembered here today. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA home loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA home loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
The date was April 14th, 1935, Boise City, Oklahoma.
Black Sunday was beautiful. It was Palm Sunday. Everybody was like, oh, it's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to be able to go have picnics and stuff. And a lot of people had went to church.
But as Jody Risley at the Cimarron Heritage Center Museum explains, the day quickly changed course.
Came up about 2 o'clock and that storm hit, just rolled in here. It was pitch dark. Chickens went to bed right where they were at and died. But they said you couldn't even see the hand in front of your face.
It's said that residents began a practice that many continue to this day. Jody says people make the link when they see one of the exhibits at the museum.
In this Dust Bowl house, we have all the plates upside down and the cabinets or everything's upside down. And about a year ago, a lady came in and she said, so that's why they turned them upside down? And I said, yes. She goes, my grandmother always turned all of her stuff upside down. And my mother did it, and so I do it. We just thought it was what we did, but she goes, that's why they did it.
That Sunday in 1935 is still an event remembered in many areas of the High Plains.
It didn't end until 1939, so there were still several more years after that before they were able to grow crops.
Most of those that remember Black Sunday have now passed. Their stories have been recorded as part of the exhibits here at the museum. Dust storms still occur in the panhandle, but thanks to conservation methods like cover crops, no-till, and other techniques, soil erosion has been lessened. Take a look at these pictures and read these accounts from the 1930s, and you'll quickly see why those farming methods are still an important part of the industry today, protecting the land and the people who make it their home. Traveling the countryside in Boise City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.